We're here with first-year coach Kevin Ladd of the Carrboro Jaguars. Coach, we appreciate your time today. It's nice to finally meet you. Wanted to initially get your thoughts on being on the WCHL High School Baseball Game of the Week.
It takes me back to my childhood, Bill. I remember vividly listening to Braves baseball games with my grandparents.
Absolutely.
I think it's exciting for the game. It's exciting for these kids. It's very exciting, and I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Coach. Baseball belongs on the radio. It always has, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Coach, I know you're 3-7, and I know that that's not where you'd want to be, but most of your losses at the hands of some pretty tough 4A teams. You're 2-1 in the conference, though, so you're up in the conference. So you're about the only one at this point that would know the intangibles at this. So I want to get your feel of how good you're feeling about this point of the schedule right now with all things that have happened.
You know, our overall record, yeah, it doesn't look good, but I've preached to these boys from day one about winning the conference. And, you know, we have a stiff conference, but when you're playing the likes of East Chapel Hill, South Granville, Orange High School, I mean, it's tough, and it's been trying for me, my staff, and our players. But, you know, we've stayed positive, and we truly do feel that this helps us in the long run. We do. That's not speaking bad against our conference, but we've played a brutal non-conference schedule, and I just feel that it's gotten these boys ready. And I think that showed we're 2-1 in conference, and we played better in our conference games than our non-conference games. But I just truly feel that it's helping us in all areas of the game.
That kind of competition can't help but help you, Coach.
That's right. It's right. I mean, but it's been trying, you know. I mean, these guys, nobody likes losing. And, you know, we've had some tough games, and I know they're excited about this broadcast as well.
Good deal, Coach. Coach, coming from South Granville, a very, very successful program over there, what are you bringing there with all of the experiences that you've had at such a successful program? What are you bringing from that experience to Carrboro?
I'm learning under Kevin Farrell, the longtime coach there. You know, I learned a lot from him, but just those playoff games, really, that's high intense situations, and you know, and a lot of good players I got to coach up there. Those playoff experiences, the brotherhood that comes through with that long ride, you know, those long bus rides, like we discussed, winning the tight games, winning the 14 ending games against defending state champs, winning the championship. You know, it showed me what it takes more than just skills. You got to have chemistry. You got to have the fundamentals. You got to communicate. You got to have a little luck. In these last 6 years at South Granville, I feel that I've seen about everything you can see, and it's gotten me ready. It was a heck of a ride.
Coach, tell us about your starting pitcher for Wednesday night.
Curtis is a junior. He usually plays center field and pitching, and he's got a little bit of a Tim Lipscomb look. He's got some long hair, but Curtis is a great kid, a great student athlete, does well in the classroom, very coachable kid, hits from the left side of the plate. But on the mound, he's got his strongest thing is probably his accuracy. He really prefers his two-seam over his four-seam. He's got a curveball, and his actually his out pitch. Not trying to give too much away, but I mean his out pitch is a changeup, and he's really worked on that, and that might even be his best pitch. I wouldn't say, you know, he doesn't throw too hard, but I'm gonna tell you his accuracy. He can hit the outside corner, then he can bust him in, and that changeup is pretty devastating, and he's a smart pitcher.
We'll be looking for that, Coach. And Coach, I know in our pregame interview you were talking about Lee Land, had some history there with him, and he helped you actually get the interview for this position. But what do you know about Lee, and what are you expecting to see from Chapel Hill?
I'm expecting a well-coached team. Beautiful part. Coached there last year. Beautiful part. Lee, he's a good friend of mine. He brings passion to the game just like myself. I know the kids love him. You know, they've faced a tough schedule. They got a tough conference. I mean, it's going to be tough for us. I mean, they're 3A. They're perennially good, perennially fighting for their conference. Every year they're making a little run in the playoffs. So, you know, we're going to have to bring our game. But I'm looking forward to it. Coaching against Lee, we're going to have fun with it. We've already had fun with it. You know, it's going to be a beautiful night, 7 o'clock. Games on the radio. It's going to be a good time.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and we look forward to a lot more meetings like this. We'll see what happens on Wednesday night. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for what y'all are doing for these kids with these broadcasts.
That was Coach Kevin Ladd with the Carrboro Jaguars. We'll be back in just one moment with the starting lineups and the first pitch of tonight's game.